We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
You know them from the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ken and others
are acting like straight bitches.
I'm not sure who Ken is. Curtis, your one-liners suck.
Or the morning show before that.
Next, you hear from Jerry, who says, but.
We have many arrangements for that, Lumpy.
And you definitely hate one of them.
That is Ken Laird.
At least.
Yeah.
It's the Ken and Curtis Show.
Ken and Curtis aren't adults.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Good weekend.
All right, back together again. We got some blockbuster Patriots news to start the show. Does this count as blockbuster news, Curtis?
Yes.
Okay, Bill Belichick
but
has...
But we have to stop calling it blockbuster.
Oh, what is it?
It's like Netflix
news. Of business. Terrible. Another failed one-liner from Curtis right at the start of the show.
Hi.
No, that one was good.
Oh, okay.
Well, thank you, Nick.
Great, Nick.
You
switched sides since I was off for a week?
Yep.
Bill Belichick, quote, Cam's our starting quarterback, end quote.
Unbelievable.
The competition at training camp is done on this 31st of July, 2021. 617-779-7937. This is surprising. Now, it's not unexpected from my standpoint, but I got to admit, Chris, I was starting to get pulled in earlier in the week a little bit more. I think I was up to like 9% chance from Mac when Bill had said clean slate. Everybody's got a clean slate to start training camp, right?
Yep.
And that was different from what Bill had said in April, when he said Cam's our quarterback.
Yes.
Okay, so I felt that was a change. Apparently not, or apparently in the 3 days of non-padded practices, Mac Jones, whether it was his temper tantrum per Phil Perry a couple days ago on day two, or just throws yesterday to Nelson Agholor, whatever has happened in 3 days, it is over. There is no competition. Cam is the quarterback. What do you think about this?
Well, this is just greasing the skids. I doubt we'll see a lot of Cam in preseason games. I bet you they'll try to get Cam in a scrimmage or two when they work with another team. I don't know who they're working with this year, but I believe they have one on the schedule. Bill likes those more anyway. But a week ago today, the news out of Foxborough from Mike Florio was that, according to multiple team sources, there are many inside the Patriots locker room who do not believe in Cam Newton. He is not their guy. He is not what they... I think the quote was, he's not what he used to be, which was pretty clear and evident to everyone. That wasn't really earth-shattering.
Right.
But it was the fact that it was delivered from team sources, clearly what I perceive to be getting us ready for a real, full-thronged quarterback competition. And on July... It's not even August. It is by far and away the nicest morning of the year. It feels like football. It feels fresh.
I got the windows. Tweet that this morning. What were you doing?
I had the windows open.
Throwing the pigskin around
we
over
were.
In Pleasure Bay?
Yep. Deflated his balls and went outside.
Jesus.
And the whole feeling is just like the balloon has been popped. There is nobody in our listening audience who can honestly say they are looking forward to a 17-game season with Cam Newton as your quarterback. And now you're in year two after allowing Brady to walk, and you probably have the least talented quarterback in the NFL for the second consecutive season.
Well, tell me why Bill's doing this. Why is he? Because even if there was not a competition, I would have thought Bill would have invented one for the duration of camp to everybody's benefit. So we all know Bill does what's best for the team. Why does he feel like taking away the competition is best for the team at this time?
Because
he must just not think Mac's very good.
I mean, I followed this. We talked about this off the air. It's been an awesome time to be a Patriots fan or observer, because you've had, after every single mini camp and training camp practice, you have the Mac people breaking it down, saying how great he looked, and you have the Cam people. And it was at best even. If you're going to go through from the beginning of training camp until now, there was early on Mac won. The last couple people said it was a draw or Cam won. So he said, call it even. If it's even with a guy who just got here, Why are you saying the competition is over
right.
and handing it to a guy that has a year on him?
Yeah, I mean, our guy Ryan Hannibal basically said it was a toss-up yesterday. Session three, non-padded session, mixed bag for both, but basically a toss-up. I think, you know, sounded like Cam had the better of day two, right? Maybe
yes.
not significantly, but he had a better day two, fine. But it was not like blown away. The only thing is the Mac Jones behavior.
They can't. That can't be it.
That
Ken.
Could be it.
Having a tantrum?
Yes.
21 years ago today, Tom Brady played his first professional game in Canton, Ohio. Nobody had more tantrums, especially early in his career with Rodney Harrison and other guys.
Maybe that's it. Maybe he doesn't want a revisit of Brady. He doesn't want Brady part two. Another wine bag quarterback.
He doesn't want six more Super Bowls? I mean, come on. Why? This makes zero. This has got to irk the Crafts, in my opinion. This has to bother them.
Why? The crowds have been electric.
Oh, by the way, today the Patriots, like, this is where you know they're a little nervous when they start doing Red Sox things on social media, tweeting out the picture of people walking into Gillette Stadium saying the fans are ready. Obviously a rebuttal to earlier in this week when media reports were that the crowds were not so so large. But it is so demoralizing, just speaking for myself.
Well, I want to hear the audio. Dr. Nick, do we have the audio? I want to hear the definitive proof of this. I've seen the quotes. Belichick was talking. He was asked about quarterbacks, and according to the quote, he said Cam's our QB. Here it is.
It's been a while in these parts since there's been kind of an open competition at quarterback. I'm just curious, what are the things you're looking for to help you make your decision?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll take a look at the whole, you know, the whole situation. I don't think you want to evaluate players at any position, you know, off of one or two plays or maybe a day. So, you know, from a consistency standpoint, that's always important, and obviously production. So, you know, hopefully those things will be good, and I'm sure it'll be a, you know, hard decision. But we'll see how it goes. Just let them play and try to do what we feel like is best for the team based on their performance.
Do you have an ideal time frame for naming a starter to help you get ready for the season?
No. Well, I mean, Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that, so.
Wow, wow. So, I mean, for a second there, I was like, hold it, this is a competition.
Right.
And then he just totally takes a left turn. So he says, we'll take a look at the whole situation. We're not going to judge off one or two days. We're going to look at production. And then when Volant, our buddy Ben Volant, who will be in from noon to one today, by the way, he says, Cam's our starting, he goes back to the Cam is our starting quarterback.
What did he do last year, honestly, to earn the job this early?
I really didn't mean to trigger you at night.
But I don't.
Bill triggering.
I honestly, this is counter to what's best for the football team. Isn't competition great?
Yes.
And Bill Belichick, who his maybe.
Well, but hold on. If you play that full bit, the full audio bite the way we did, it's almost like there is a competition, but I don't want to hurt Cam's feelings. I actually think there's a chance that Mac still wins the job after hearing that. And that this is all, we're telling Cam it's his job for now. But the evidence, if the evidence is convincing enough by the end of camp, Mac could be our guy, and then we're just going to, you know, we don't want Cam to have that hang. It's like Cam is delicate or something.
According to Hannibal, who tweeted after that, a follow-up. So Cam is your starting quarterback except for injury, and he said yes. So he doubled down later in the press conference and confirmed that in the absence of an injury to another starter, to him, that he's the starting quarterback. But just going back, Bill Belichick revitalized Tom Brady's career in 2014 when he took Jimmy G in the second round. We all agree, myself included.
I didn't know you admit that.
Oh, my God.
You credit Jimmy G with?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Brady, that after that Trent Dilfer Monday night debacle at Kansas City, the irony that he restarted his career in Kansas City, you could say that happened twice, and you have the Dilfer comments, they're not good anymore, and then from 2014, so since they drafted, this is the most amazing stat you will ever hear, since the Patriots drafted Jimmy G in the second round, Tom Brady has won every other Super Bowl, 2014, 2016, 2018, and 2020.
I was really hoping Brady talked to him, but go ahead.
That's what happened. He's won four Super Bowls every other season since they took that guy. He's won a Super Bowl. And that's what you do
Didn't work for Aaron Rodgers.
Of course not. That's the difference between the two. Thank you for joining my side. But the issue here is that This is a guy that is loyal to the game, unlike anybody else. What he does, what he thinks is in the best interest in for the football team.
Belichick.
Belichick. And what, from based on what he sees on the field. If I'm on this Patriots roster and it's not August yet, and I know that Cam's the starter, I'm going, what's the point? Okay, at least with Mac Jones, you know at some point Mac is going to have learning curve. He's going to have some struggles. This team is not a Super Bowl team. We all agree on that. But if you go, if you get Mac in this year and you win 9 games, 8 games, and then he's your franchise guy going forward, then you have something.
Well, okay, so a couple of texts on this already, 37937, and the phone's lighting up here, 617-779-7937. Is Bill declaring the competition dead? Is that because I actually want to hear this audio again, but here's a couple texters. This obviously from Florida. If you strain your ears on the audio, you can hear my soul dying all the way down here in Miami. That's 310-508 texter. This is demoralizing, Curtis. I'm not a hater. I used to love Cam, had Cam on my fantasy team, but he killed it for me. This is not that Cam. I don't see what Belichick is doing, and I'm a Belichick fan. So this, there are a lot of Patriots fans who agree with you when they hear that from Bill. They are demoralized. But I want to hear it again, Nick, because if you listen to the beginning, doesn't this sound like there is a competition that he actually could play Mac when all is said and done? Let's hear it again.
It's been a while in these parts since there's been kind of an open competition at quarterback. I'm just curious, what are the things you're looking for to help you make your decision?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll take a look at the whole situation. I don't think you want to evaluate players at any position, you know, off of one or two plays or maybe a day. So, you know, from a consistency standpoint, that's always important, and obviously production. So, you know, hopefully those things will be good, and I'm sure it'll be a, you know, hard decision. But we'll see how it goes. Just let them play and try to do what we feel like is best for the team, based on their performance.
Do you have an ideal time frame for naming a starter to help you get ready for the season?
No. Well, I mean, Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that. So.
Wow. Well, I mean that is a bizarre exchange. That is so bizarre.
What, so Ben, he should have just jumped in after that, saying, "Wait, so the competition is over."
Right, and so I guess somebody did follow up with, as you pointed out, outside of injury, Cam Newton is your starting quarterback, and Belichick says, "Quote, I just said that."
Right.
So, but if you take away what he said at the end, Mac Jones can win the job, right? If you take away that, oh, by the way, as I've said before, Cam's our starting quarterback.
Does it strike you as strange that Belichick, a guy that defined his sort of approach to football based on not coddling players, that in the year plus we've been around Cam, almost everything is said with his feelings in mind?
Yeah, you're right about that. They are coddling Cam. That's
why?
What that is. That's what that is.
I don't understand it. Like, what is the
something
purpose?
Must have happened. Cam must have came to him in the last couple days. He must have had like a private conversation with Bill and said, like, what's going on here? Am I really fighting for my job, or, you know, trade me? Or don't you think that could have happened?
You know what's amazing is that we spend so much time on the Greg Hill Show discussing how Brady's changed. It's basically all you say for 4 hours every show. Who's changed more than Belichick? I mean,
well, you're
my
right about
goodness.
That, but I can only say he's not really changed. He's doing what's best for the football team, and he feels like Cam needs this kind of nurturing.
Do you believe coddling Cam Newton is in the best interest for the Patriots?
It must be right now. If he didn't, he fears he would lose Cam.
Oh,
and
my
then you're
God.
Left, but then you're left with just Mac, and Stidham just had surgery, and Hoyer stinks. So it's in the best interest of your team to keep everybody fighting for the carrot. You're not going to lose Mac, but you might lose Cam.
Who has more to gain this year, Cam Newton or Bill Belichick?
Maybe Cam, actually.
Right. So if Cam Newton is a guy that really requires a good season to keep his career going, to make more money.
Yeah, but that's the point. He's like, you know, why if I get cut here, I'm out of a job. Like, let me go somewhere else. If I'm not the guy, let me know. I want to go somewhere else where I can start. I don't know. I'm just
there's nowhere else. That's the point, Ken.
At Washington. Here's the follow-up question that was asked.
Do you have an ideal time frame for naming a starter to help you get ready for the season?
No. Well, I mean, Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that. So
that seems a little different from the other day, because you said the other day everyone starts from scratch. But
Well, that's right. Everyone does start from scratch, and again, we all have to reestablish ourselves, and that goes for, you know, a lot of other players that you could name as well that, you know, I'm sure in your mind you think they're starters, and maybe they are starters, and they probably will be starters, but they all have to reestablish their positions.
I guess my question for Bill, if I were there today, would be, what did Cam Newton do last season to establish himself as a starter?
He's just afraid to give it to a rookie, especially when it was a rookie he was not thrilled about, because he did not trade up to get him, and the ownership nudged him that way. And this is Bill reasserting his power.
But this
isn't that's partly what this is? Partly it's coddling Cam, and partly it's Bill saying, this is my team, and I'm going with the veteran until this rookie blows us away. It's Cam's job to lose. Isn't that, like, in a nutshell, isn't that it?
I understand that. I agree. My question is to Bill or you, what did Cam do last year to establish himself as the starter, to be in this position now where he's told that outside of injury, he's the guy? And what?
At least he did something. I mean, Mac never wasn't in the league. I mean, if you're choosing between the two, you had a guy who was 7-8 and was a good soldier and was very loyal to you. You know, Bill's big on loyalty. Said that about Trump.
Okay, no, I'm not denying the fact that he's a good guy to be friends with. I think he's awesome off the field. He's a great interview, but he's bad at playing football, which is kind of our sort of what we're discussing here. And the other thing is that this goes against, first of all, this is a rare self-inflicted wound by Bill to bring this up now to create this sort of furor around the team. It seems odd to make this proclamation today.
But actually, isn't it the opposite? He doesn't care about the fan reaction. He's trying to make it non-dramatic for his team. There's an obvious pecking order. And actually, if you look at the snaps from yesterday, according to Jeff Howe, Cam took every first team rep at day three. Cam Newton led off every period for the third straight day, completed 14 of 20 passes. Mac Jones went second in every period, 8 of 18 with two drops. So there he is coming in and saying, definitively, Cam's our number one. But so I guess he's leaving the door open a little bit. But as he said there, probably. Everybody starts from scratch. These are probably going to be our starters, but ... unless something dramatic happens.
Okay, but when has it been good for Belichick-led teams to decrease the competition on the roster?
When Cam is a little bit fragile.
No, but you don't even believe that. Like, it's.
But I think Bill believes that.
I don't care what Bill believes. I'm asking you.
Well, why wouldn't you care what Bill believes? He obviously knows football better than I do. I mean, okay. I'm trying to interpret Bill.
You believe that Bill Belichick thinks competition is bad for a football team.
Bad for Cam. It's bad for Cam.
So we're changing our entire Patriots way of life based on a quarterback that was awful.
Yep, because that's what's best for the current football team.
How is it best for the current football team?
And it does Mac Jones no good. It doesn't matter about Mac. In fact, this might be good for Bill with Mac to kind of put him in his place.
Who's more important to the Patriots?
You're a rookie. You're on number two.
Who's more important to the Patriots franchise, Mac Jones or Cam Newton?
Mac Jones.
Okay. So what are we doing here?
Well, this is a test for him. Maybe Bill thinks this is the test. This is his first training camp test. So we're telling you you're not the guy. How do you handle it?
A guy played for Saban for 4 years. He's not really, like, unique to these types of coaches. I don't think this is a game for Mac Jones. As you know, he's fluent in 5 languages. He's not dumb. And the situation here...
Does he speak Mandarin?
No. I hope he speaks, you know, balls in the dirt, because he'll be watching that all year with Cam as the quarterback.
And he'll be fine with that. He's a rookie. It's not like Mac Jones should be handed anything. You don't agree with that.
I don't think a guy last year who had 8 touchdowns, 4 or 3 of which were against the Jets who had already made their tee times, who was the worst starting quarterback in the NFL, should be handed the job before August. Call me crazy.
All right, I'm going to hit the phones here. I guess the question is, what is Bill saying? He says definitively Cam's our starting quarterback. That's going to be the headline today. Does he really mean it, though, when you hear it in its full context? 617-779-7937. Joe in the car starts us off here on Ken and Curtis. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Ken, you kind of hit it actually nail on the head. I think there's a couple things going on, even if you think Bill's history is different. He's establishing the quarterback right now for two reasons. To keep motivation high for Cam, and he's also basically telling Mac, you got to work harder, which he always wants to do with the rookies. And the other thing is, he's keeping the media off of him. It's not going to be as much as it was before, but it's going to stop the daily question of who's the quarterback, who's the quarterback. Mm. So I think it's an overall competition. If he plays like crap, I would say game 3, game 4, and you're going to be able to tell. Bill Bill is going to play the better player. He's going to have to see something, though. So, like, don't you agree? He's going to play the better player.
Well, I think you're right, Joe.
But, Joe, the issue here with that argument is that, according to the people there, at best it's been a split. It's been a tie between Cam and Mac for the first week.
Those are the people, though, Chris. You know what? There's always been fodder coming out of Foxborough, and Bill's always pretty much done what he wants to do. What was the word coming out of Foxborough when Bledsoe got hurt when he recovered and came back, you know? There was so much crap coming out of there.
But he made the right decision then and stuck with Brady. I mean, I think that everybody you're not gonna convince the media just because you said Cam's a starter that there's not a competition.
But I think Joe is right. This does keep the media off him. Volan got a question in. Any further question will now be, I just said that, Cam's our quarterback from now until the start of the regular season.
But if
Mac outplays him, he will go to Mac. I think this is actually brilliant by Bill. The more I hear it, great job by Belichick. Now, there's going to be headlines today that piss off some fans because they wanted a competition. But Bill has silenced the drama. He's put Mac in his place. And he's coddled Cam because he thinks he needs to. Great job.
Why did Mac need to be put in his place?
It's a rookie test. Typical, it's a challenge for a young guy.
So let's say
we're not handing you anything.
Let's say preseason week one, Mac Jones has a great performance, goes 8-9, 2 touchdown passes before he's relieved by Hoyer.
Yep.
You think after the game nobody's going to say anything to Bill about Mac and the competition?
Then drama starts. But at least between now and
then.
That's
2 weeks away.
I know. Well, he bought himself 2 weeks. Steve in the truck. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
All right, buddy.
Chris, I love you, but you sound like a prosecuting attorney here. You know, he's going to do what he's going to do. He doesn't care about the media. He hates the media. You know that. So he's going to put out something out there like this because, like the guy said, he wants to keep the media off his back. Sure, they're going to ask again if Mac has a good game or a good camp. But right now, like you said, it's split. It's almost dead even. Well, Cam was the starter last year, i.e. he's the starter now. Going forward, maybe the second or third, fourth game, Mac becomes the starter. But I don't think he's handing it to him right off the bat, like Ken said. He just doesn't do that.
Well, you're speaking out of both sides out of your mouth, Steve, because in one line you're saying that he's going to do what he's going to do. He doesn't care about the media. You know that. And then you say he's using the media because he doesn't want to be asked about the quarterback competition. And I'm saying that no matter what he does, he's going to be asked about Mac Jones.
Right,
and
exactly.
I thought that we liked the Patriots.
The same thing.
Steve, I thought we loved the Patriot way. The Patriot way is no longer. Now it's all about making players feel good and avoiding the distraction of the media. We're praising a guy.
There's no Patriot way. It's a Belichick way.
Right, and we were praising the Belichick way, which has changed entirely this last 18 months.
Well, yeah, you know what? You're right. He has changed. Like you say, Brady changed. He changed also. But you know what? At the end of the day, he makes the final decisions, and I think you're going to see Cam start for at least 3 or 4 games.
Mm-hmm. Steve, we agree again. It's getting repetitive. Steve and I are always on the same page. We get one more call in before the trending update. Bob in New Hampshire. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right, buddy.
Hey, great show. I listen to it all week long. I drive a truck. I'm listening to you this morning. I agree with you as far as, Cam showed nothing last year. And for Belichick to say he's our starter, I'm not on board with that. I coached youth football. I coached high school football. My son went on to play college football, and if he feels bad for Cam, put him on the roster as a running back or a fullback. You know what I mean?
That's back to the old split the QBs.
Yeah,
so you don't like this. You don't like Bill doing this, Bob.
No, I don't. I'm losing my faith in Bill. I really am. I don't blame him for Brady leaving. 20 years in New England, Brady did awesome. We won championships. It's like a job. You know, if you're at a job for 20 years and you feel you need a change, and I think his wife had a lot to do with that too, but that's a story for a different day. But I'd go with Mac Jones. I really would. I honestly would. I'd give the kid the confidence. I'd tell him it's your job to lose. And, he's got all these weapons around him now. And like I said, if he feels bad for Cam, keep him on the roster. Make him a running back. Make him a fullback. Make him a tight end. He's not a quarterback no more. He did his time, and last year he didn't impress me. I mean, my 17-year-old daughter can throw a football better than he can. So,
all right, that sounds like
Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that.
Not in Bill We Trust there from Bob. 508 texter. Ken, you sound like a boob.
Yep.
Bill is carrying Cam's water for some reason. I'm fixing that. It's a dig at Brady. Okay, it could be.
I don't think. Could be. I love all the Brady conspiracies as we can get, but I don't think Bill Belichick is thinking of Tom Brady this morning at all.
401 texter. Cam jumped on a grenade last year for Bill. Everybody was talking about how awful Cam was instead of the awful talent put together. He feels like he owes him for saying the right things and taking the heat last year.
Isn't that interesting that Belichick feels more of an allegiance to Cam Newton for saying the right things than for Tom Brady for 20 years of doing the right thing?
All right, let's get to trending. Much more to come on this. And obviously big news in Sox and Celtics circles as well, which we'll get to this morning, and the Bruins for that matter. But here's what's trending.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to, and we're sorry, the Ken and Curtis Show on EEI.
We'll take a look at the whole, you know, the whole situation. I don't think you want to evaluate players at any position off of one or two plays or maybe a day. So from a consistency standpoint, that's always important, and obviously production. So hopefully those things will be good. I'm sure it'll be a, you know, hard decision, but we'll see how it goes. Just let them play and try to do what we feel like is best for the team based on their performance.
Do you have an ideal time frame for naming a starter to help you get ready for the season?
No. Well, I mean, Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I said that. So.
That's Bill Belichick from this morning. Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that. Well, not really, Bill. Earlier in the week, you said clean slate for everybody, which was a great job by Vol, and he followed up on that. Everybody starts from scratch, you said. He says, yeah, everybody does, but you know your starters, who they probably are going to be going in, and then you adjust according to what you see over the long haul. But Curtis is outraged by this. Some texters agree with you, calling this love for Cam un-Belichickian. 508 texter there.
Of all Patriots of all time to fall in love with and to allow to change your entire method for coaching this team, Cam Newton, not Rodney Harrison, not Ty Law, not Tom Brady, not Willie McGinnis.
This is
not Vince Wilfork.
Part of this, though, I really believe is Bill V. Kraft. I think there's something here. There are a lot of mouthpieces for the Krafts in the media, and they are pushing the Mac narrative. You may be one. I don't know.
Who knows?
I mean,
Rivers.
I think it's more out of hatred of Cam for you. But
I do not hate Cam at all. Yeah. I love the guy. I would love
you
to have
love the guy.
You
mock him for throwing a ball into the ground every third segment we do.
So we should allow how we feel about a person change how we talk about their performance?
I think you love the guy is a little extreme, but go ahead.
He was the best interview we've had
on
this radio station.
Yep.
He did great for us. Like, I have nothing against him. He was always on time.
What about Jeff Hafley?
Jeff Hafley? I mean, that guy, I mean, he's going to probably leave for Alabama next year, so we better win now.
What about the draft guy we had on a couple weeks ago? The baseball draft guy.
Mel Kiper Jr.
No, the baseball guy.
Oh, the guy that was like 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was bad. I think there were like five accidents. Two other teeth trades collided.
Yeah.
but it's like, because I feel bad saying these things about him because of all those things I just alluded to.
Mm.
At no point did I think at the conclusion of last season that Bill Belichick would bring him back, especially we all believed that Brady, the Super Bowl win, Linda's post on Instagram, that this was some sort of like a kick in the ass to the organization that we need to get our S together and we need to figure this out. And for us to be sitting here on July 31st, as we enter the second season post-Brady, to say that Cam Newton's the starting quarterback is, I'm sorry, a kick in the pants.
413 texter, this is the least surprising thing I've ever heard. Bill has never been willing to hand anything to a rookie, quarterback or otherwise. Most rookies in New England have a redshirt year. If Cam fails to perform, Jones will play, but Bill isn't going to do that until his hand is forced.
Most rookies have a redshirt year. Did you see Sony Michel? Did you see Kyle Duggar coming out of Lenoir Ryan last year, who started
Isaiah
the
win? Actually, Andy Hart has done a great job of disputing that narrative that rookies don't play. Rookies play here. Maybe not start coast to coast, but on when you last year, there have been a lot of rookies, especially first rounders in the 20 years, who have played and played significantly. And this is totally different because it's a quarterback, a franchise quarterback, and a top 15 pick that the ownership loves.
Yep.
So that makes it totally different. But I do believe, Curtis, that Bill is marking his territory, pushing back against the Krafts who kind of forced this pick to be made. This is Bill saying today, I'm not going to do this dog and pony show all training camp long where we've got this, is Mac going to play? Is Cam going to play? What about Mac? No, Cam's our guy unless something dramatically changes in the preseason games. I think it's a great job by Bill.
The most laughable reaction from the Patriots Bobos is that we're happy that Bill is changing when you've spent the last year and a half bitching about how Brady changed and he's not really like us anymore and he's this totally different, loose, fun-loving guy in Tampa. Now you have Bill Belichick, who's morphed into Dr. Phil and is coaching and coddling Cam Newton at every turn, a guy that at his best may be the 15th to 20th quarterback this year. If everything goes his way, he finally has weapons around him, he might be a back end of the top half of quarterbacks in the NFL.
But on the field, Bill didn't really kill the competition. Because Cam Newton is not sitting there today thinking the job is mine, right? He still has a lot of pressure on him,
but
and he still knows all these people want Mac to succeed, so the competition's already there. What he got from Bill was a vote of confidence, and that's a good thing. That helps him mentally say, all right, I got the coach on my side, even though the fans want Mac, even though the Krafts want Mac, even though Curtis wants Mac, I can rest assured knowing Bill's got my back unless I'm miserable, and then all bets are off.
Okay, two things. One, what's different about this season as opposed to last year once they get playing?
An extra game.
Fans are in the stadium.
Okay.
So let's say week 1, 4 o'clock game against the Dolphins, Cam plays poorly in the first half. How's his confidence going to be when he's getting booed off the field?
Terrible. He's going to be rattled.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
And I think, again, Bill will rally to his defense. But I think you'll see this for 4 weeks, all the way through the Brady game.
So you want Bill to totally change his approach to coaching?
Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I said that.
It's not really changing his approach.
What are you talking
about?
He's
doing what's best for the team. He's got a player who is in a critical stage of his career.
He's got a player who's making $3 million and get cut without owing him anything. Isn't it on Cam to fall in line with the Patriots, not vice versa?
But again, if they lose Cam, then it's just Mac. Then you have no safety net.
Either way, you're not winning a Super Bowl. And I sit in this, I watch a guy
Cam,
in this chair.
If their defense is great and Cam is okay, they could win a Super Bowl.
Okay. ABC, anybody but Cam.
So I disagree with you, but I listen to Wiggy every day in this chair during our show on the Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10. And I hear him talk about how Bill treats everybody the same. When Wiggy was in the big film room, and Bill would say, Tom, a high school quarterback in Foxborough could make that
throw.
Room.
That's not like to the media.
Okay. So he coddles him to the media and he destroys him during film
Bill
study?
Bill never really destroyed Brady in the media. No. I mean, he did like the offhanded open heart surgery comment, but he didn't
really
after
he played a Super Bowl with a gash in his, I mean, the AFC Championship with a gash in his hand.
Yeah.
And overcame his poor defense.
And obviously a torn ligament and three knees.
Had two incredible passes to Danny Amendola in the back of the end zone. But yes, I believe that Bill Belichick's way has worked. And I wouldn't want him to change, especially when you could have changed and kept Brady and you decide to change for Cam Newton. That may be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I don't think he's changed. I think he's doing what's tactically best right
now.
Didn't
Brady want him to do this to him?
different. He did this for him. He traded Jimmy G away, which is the greatest gift you could ever give. That's what Aaron Rodgers wants the Packers to do.
We can deflect
and they
away.
Won't do.
I'm not talking about that. Didn't Tom Brady want to be appreciated?
Yes, and he was because Bill traded the replacement.
So you think that Bill didn't...
That was appreciation from Bill.
Bill is not treating Tom and Cam... You think he's treating them the same?
We have the clips. Bill said there's no quarterback I'd rather have than Tom Brady.
Cam, you're being obtuse.
He said that.
You know that he treated them differently. I mean, that's a fact.
He's a little more lathering of praise with Cam. I agree with that.
And do you think that Cam has earned that?
Well, based on everything that's happening, it's a different scenario. You have an ownership group drafting a guy top 15. That can rattle somebody.
No quarterback I'd rather have than Tom Brady.
There you go.
You think that that can rattle your quarterback, you have
it
the wrong
quarterback. It rattled Rodgers.
Right, and Rodgers is...
It rattled Brady to the point where he locked him out of the TB12 facility.
Okay, what's happened since the Patriots drafted Jimmy Garoppolo? Brady won a Super Bowl in 14, 16, 18, 20. It's really rattled.
Yeah,
I know.
Well,
I
mean, it motivated him for a while, but then he was
since
near...
they drafted freaking Jimmy G, has as many Super Bowl wins as Montana. What are we talking about?
Okay, so that's like bizarre. So Brady needed the motivation of drafting Jimmy G to inspire him. Like,
I mean, who knows? We all need a kick in the ass from time to time.
I don't know. That seems a little. If you're relying on that, I mean, I think of Brady a little higher than that. But anyway, it can rattle a guy. If you take a young quarterback, especially in the first round, and the ownership group wants him, and fans are every time they... By the way, the reporting on this, Zolak tweets out that Cam's the first guy on the field every day, and he's not the first guy on the field. There are open cheerleaders for him. What? I don't get it. It's like...
I don't either. I mean...
And you got to admit, it was strange. I want to play this audio again from Phil Perry on the way. The news that Mac had
hold
a meltdown,
on to your hats out there.
Look, it was good audio.
I'm kidding.
He was the only guy to report it, as far as I'm aware.
Yes.
Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston, says Mac has a meltdown, a petulant, childlike meltdown, and nobody covers it. This is what Bill is seeing, and he's like,
"That sounds like a, that
Cam's
sounds,
our quarterback right now.
That sounds like a guy that needs to be coddled to me.
Who, Mac?
Yeah.
No, he needs to be challenged and like a little tough love for that guy.
Oh, so no tough love for Cam.
Correct.
Why?
He's earned it. Veteran.
He was
one of the great players of his era.
According to Pro Football Focus, he was the 27th ranked quarterback last year. 27th.
All right. We'll replay that big Phil Perry audio next.
Now back to more of the Ken and Curtis Show on EEI.
Ken and Curtis back together again after a quick hiatus from me last week. You did a nice job, from what I understand.
Record setting.
By yourself for the first segment last week?
Bizarre. I mean, Nick's computer, his 28-8 modem, it faulty down the Cape.
Well, I'm beloved by all the boob comments on Twitter. Fraud, boob. It's fine.
I mean,
keep it coming.
My man Leon just nails it. You're such a fraud, Ken, when talking Brady and Bill. Bill changed much more than Bill. Bill
no
didn't win
way.
As a head coach
after
without
the
Brady.
Week of Brady?
You will see it. He has been, it's been Brady because of Bill, whatever. Patriots will never win another Super Bowl with Bill. P.S. I love the Patriots, Leon.
It sounds like you love the Patriots. Yeah, if you care to join in on the conversation, we've been talking about the breaking news this morning that Bill Belichick has declared Cam Newton the starting quarterback. As I've said, Cam is our starting quarterback this morning before day four of Pat's camp. Do you think Bill is doing the right thing? 617-779-7937. And I will tie that in with a Dino-esque theme at 10. Which GM do you trust more, Chaim Bloom or Bill Belichick?
And I have breaking news from Ryan Hannibal. Cam Newton has been awarded most likely to brighten your day by Bill Belichick. So,
no, he's not reporting that because they're reporting anything negative about Cam, and they're reporting only positive things about Mac. They are avoiding talking about Mac's meltdown. Phil Perry, the lone man to bridge that, broach that, I guess is the better way to say it. And here's what Phil Perry said on Boston Sports Tonight earlier this week.
He was heated because he missed four of his last six throws. Three of them were not catchable. All three of those intended for Jacoby Myers. After one of them, short pass, should have been a layup. He bends over, slaps the turf with both hands. And I wonder if his frustration sort of boiled over to the point that it impacted his reps towards the end of that particular session. And when he was done, he walked off the field. The first guy to him was Cam Newton, goes up to him, gives him a word or two, gives him a pat on the back and sort of lets him walk it off. He continued, Mac Jones sort of continued to storm off. I don't really know how else to put it because he wasn't walking anywhere in particular. He was just kind of looping back to where he started. Brian Hoyer sidled up to him, tried to talk to him for a bit, and then Cam Newton sat there and talked to him for, I would say, several minutes. And Cam Newton really is the one who did most of the talking while Mac Jones continued to look pretty heated.
Okay, so we've got a guy with a temper in Mac Jones, correct?
Yes.
That's kind of been the assessment on him anyway.
Oh, he's got swag, according to many people down there.
That's true. Cam praised his swag yesterday.
Jonnu Smith also praised it.
By the way, quick plug, coming up at 1 o'clock, Tom E. Curran is in with Mego today. That'll be a very good show. So it's Curran and Mego, and Curran has a lot of things to say about Cam and what he said yesterday at practice. He has a lot of quotes he wants to highlight and give his take on what they mean. Because I think he is also a pro-Mac guy, and he's nervous about how Cam is mentally processing things. Just to paraphrase kind of what Curran feels about this, because he doesn't think it's getting from the brain to the arm, and that's troubling him, whether it's the playbook or whatever. But you hear in some of those comments from Perry about Mac what he's dealing with, which is rookie frustration.
Right. It sounds like to me that guy needs to be coddled somewhat, especially given the fact that he is a much bigger investment from the organization than Cam Newton does.
Yeah, but don't you think there is something to being a rookie and having to prove yourself to Bill? I agree with you that he plays.
What did Cam Newton do to prove himself as a starting quarterback on the Patriots?
Last year he won 7 games and ran for 12 touchdowns.
I'm asking you what he
did.
He
was a good soldier.
Good soldier, what does that mean? Agents.
He loves Bill, said all the right things about Bill, talked to, dollar Bill. He gave Bill a nickname.
So because he off the field gave the guy a nickname.
That is currency.
You know what Bill Belichick said when he first came to the Patriots? He talked about how vital holding on to the football was, how detrimental turnovers are to your success. When he started the Patriots renaissance when he got here in 2000, was all about limiting mistakes. Nobody made more mistakes last year than Cam Newton. And yet we're sitting here bending over backwards, changing our entire way of leading this franchise.
But focus on Mac for a second. Do you think his temper is an issue?
No, I don't.
It's a non-issue?
I think if you're competitive, you have a high temper. I think Brady has a big temper. I think Jordan had a big temper. I think LeBron has a temper. I think the best whoever have done things all have big tempers, definitely.
So that doesn't worry you at all. I'm not saying it's like a 10 out of 10, like red alert, but it should have been covered, don't you think, by more people than just Phil?
I mean, I think that odds are that great athletes who don't perform at a level they expect to have a big temper. I think we've seen it basically from everyone. I mean, the Last Dance with the Jordan documentary talked about, the gambling on the planes, the games with that weird-looking guy that was the security guy.
I love that guy.
The meme now that's gone around the world. Yeah. I mean, he was all in on everything, and I think that's what competitors do. And I'm not comparing Mac Jones to Michael Jordan. I'm just saying that I don't think it's a foreign thing to see on a football field.
But it's a dramatic scene that, like, he's stomping. Cam's got to go over and talk to him. He's marching off the field. He's losing reps, potentially losing snaps over losing his cool. I can just, picture Bill and McDaniels, who is this guy?
Well, I bet he sees the writing on the wall that he's not really in a competition. He's not going to get the reps that he wants. It's been given to Cam, and so when he makes a mistake in the limited reps that he has, he loses it.
Let's go to Ed and Wellesley on the Ken and Curtis Show here on the EI. Hi, Ed.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good morning. This is like a movie. I mean, this is fascinating, right? Because, Curtis, I think you've mentioned it. Like, get to game two or game three, right, at home when Cam's throwing the ball in the ground and the place is booing like crazy. And then Belichick goes to the press conference and somebody says, hey, do you happen to hear the booing? And he's like, yeah, I was just paying attention to the game. I'm not sure what you're talking about there. So this is gonna play out in a huge way, and I think it's going to be fascinating.
I wonder, Ed, how Bill will handle that through the year. You're right about that. He's not a young guy anymore. Like, does he have the mental fortitude? Obviously, mental. He's a tough guy, strong-willed guy.
Well, we know how he. I mean, Ed. I mean, we heard him do it when he was asked after the Titans playoff loss. You know, the fans stick with you. Are you nervous? Whatever the question from the Globe lifestyle reporter. And he just said, it's not been that thin around here. He does not have much patience for being questioned by the fans.
How much patience will Bill have for this?
That's a great point. No, that's right. That's right. There may be something else in play here. I think you guys are right. Maybe Belichick and Kraft are kind of lining up on different sides here, and we'll have to see how it goes. But the other thing I want to say is, when and it's not going to be if, it'll be when Cam eventually gets released or retires or whatever and then comes back in, or tries to come back in, do you think anybody's going to pick him up?
No.
Other than if they need a short, gained from inside the 10?
Well, Indy already lost Carson Wentz to a foot injury, and their backup, I don't even know who. I mean, there will be teams that lose quarterbacks that, yes, would bring in Cam. Come on. At least it's like an option to start for a little bit here and there.
Look at the
terrible QBs the Texans brought in. Nick Caserio has like nobody there.
Who do you think would have played better, Heinicke or Cam, in that playoff game against the Bucks? Heinicke was awesome.
I liked Heinicke.
He played better than like Breeze and Mahomes.
God, I wish he would have taken Brady out. That would have been so great if Brady had lost to Taylor Heinicke.
But guess what? He didn't.
He didn't, and good fortune because there was no fans on the road and injury to Drew Breeze, and Brady got lucky. We know the story. Now, Chaim Bloom.
I feel sorry for you.
Bloom, would you say Bloom got pretty much roasted? I mean, most Red Sox fans are unhappy this morning.
Right.
That's my guess.
And it's the Red Sox's own fault.
I'm going to defend Bloom a little bit. A little bit. I'm not going to be totally like honking at him for the team here, but I do think there is some good news that came out of yesterday with the Red Sox. And I think, you know, you keep the Belichick talk coming. Both GMs are under fire here.
Am I working with Ken or Rochi this morning? It's like sunshine Saturday.
Well, it's not. I mean, not really. I just think Bill is doing the right thing here. And I would love to know if you agree. Is it Bill coddling Cam is kind of a good thing? 617-779-7937. And how about the Red Sox? Are you pissed off beyond belief that they did not add a starting pitcher? We will get to that next on Ken and Curtis.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.